Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about pouring into our neighbors. This month of June in 2021, we've been talking about this idea of you've been anointed. God has given you this anointing, and in that anointing, there is equipping, there is empowering, there are gifts of the Spirit that He has given you. There is health and finances and all these things that God has given us in this anointing to be able to love people, to be able to serve people, to bring out the best in people. And we're going to be looking at this story of the woman who pours out the olive oil today. And as she borrows vessels from her neighbors, and she pours into those vessels, the oil continues to flow. And that oil is symbolic of God's anointing in our lives. But let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse inspired me to start creating a whole system, manuals and systems, and it turned into a whole series of books and courses for how to build a more abundant life, because I figured the greatest thing you could ever pass on is not money, but it's wisdom on how to live an abundant life and how to walk out a life of faith with God. And we've got training for every area, purpose and health and finances and fitness and nutrition and all these areas of life. But out of everything that we do, the first thing that I would want to get established in my own children's life or my hopefully grandchildren's life one day, or anybody else who was going through this program, would be this 30-day prayer challenge prayer process that we use. And it's got a 2-minute prayer that I pray daily. This is the prayer that I pray every day over myself, my family, all those connected to me, all of our partners. And it's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1, the prayer of Jabez, and some other scriptures. And I pray this prayer every day. And then it's doing the other half of prayer, taking a couple minutes to get still and to listen for God's leading in your life, His prompting in your life, that you've got that anointing, you've got that unction on the inside of you, prompting you, showing you what to do. And then the question becomes, all right, what do you know to do today? And creating a plan with God for the day. What are the things that you know to do? Maybe you've been procrastinating on them. Maybe you just haven't taken action yet. Not the things that you're unsure of. What are the things that you know to do, that you feel stirred to do, that you feel prompted to do, that you feel like you've been procrastinating on? And start taking action on those things, trusting that God is with you, that He's helping you, He's equipping you. You've got this anointing empowering you to do those things and to do them with peace and joy and confidence in God and to do them with a good attitude. I believe if you go through that process of praying this prayer regularly, taking the time to get still and to listen and plan your day with God, and then continue to do the things that you know to do and do them with a good attitude, I believe you'll see massive shifts in how your day will go. But let's pray the prayer here and then we'll get into the training for today. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching this video, all of their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I just thank you for all the good that you have done for us in our lives. And I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling encouraged and inspired and challenged and enlightened all at the same time. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and all the good that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. and our neighbors that are right here next to us, Lord. And Father, we ask you to send us opportunities with the people right around us today, Lord, to do good and to help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Father, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So if you'd like to learn more about that prayer and this process of planning your day with God and the whole process that we try to get established in our lives, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. And on the free tools and resources page, you'll find some additional videos that give some more insights into that prayer and how to execute this process that we talk about, along with a tracker that you can use to plan your day with God and evaluate, how am I doing with doing these things that I know to do every day? And I believe that that process will be a great blessing to you if you go check that out at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. But let's talk about this idea of pouring into our neighbors. We've been talking about this idea. You've been anointed. God's got equipping, empowering gifts of the Spirit. And in that anointing, there is health, there is financial flow, there is all the time you need to serve and make a difference for the people around you. And this is not something that you can do in your own strength. We have to get this anointing and this equipping flowing through us. And we prayed earlier this week, God, that God would send us opportunities every day to be a blessing to the people right around us, to be a blessing to the people right around us. But it takes us opening our eyes, getting more present. It might break our what we already had planned for the day, taking the time to just be a blessing to the people right around us. And I'm reminded of this story in 2 Kings, I believe it is, chapter 4, where the widow woman, her husband dies, her husband passes away, and they're in debt. And her two sons are about to be taken from her to pay the creditors. They're going to take her sons. And Elisha tells her to go borrow vessels or containers from her neighbor. And she borrows these vessels from her neighbor. We're going to talk about the symbolism there here in a second. She borrows them from her neighbor. And Elijah says she has a little bit of oil. And as long as she continues to pour the oil into these vessels or these containers, the oil just continues to flow and it continues to multiply. She started with just a little bit of oil. But as long as she continues to pour out into her neighbor's vessels, the oil just continues to flow and continues to multiply, symbolic of the anointing flowing. Finally, she runs out of containers to pour into. And she asks Elijah what to do. And he says, go sell the oil and pay off all of your debts and live on the rest. So not only did she pour into her neighbors, but pouring into her neighbors brought the financial provision and supply that was needed to pay off her debts and for them to live on. So one of the concepts I want you to think about, when this anointing is flowing, it's meant to serve other people. It's meant to be a blessing to your neighbors. It's meant to be a blessing to the people around you. But in that, you also get taken care of. It brings health, because you need the health to be able to serve the people around you. You need to be healthy to be able to do that. For example, I've committed to do these daily videos, to do these daily communion meditations. That requires being healthy enough to get on camera and shoot these videos every day. If you're going to go cut your neighbor's grass, you got to have the health to be able to do that. It requires the financial provision to do that. If you're going to go cook meals for your neighbors, you have to be able to afford the groceries to cook the meals. It requires having the financial provision to do that. It also requires having the time provision, having enough time to do that. And I believe if you'll make this a priority to see this anointing flowing and using it to be a blessing to the people around you, that you'll see increases in your health, increases in the amount of time that you have, increases in the financial provision that you have to do this. Because as you begin to access this, the more you put it into use, the more you pour into your neighbors, it just continues to flow. And what happened in the case of the story of this widow woman, it took care of all of her debts and they had enough to live on after that as well. And so let's take a look. We're going to look in, this is coming from my book, Pockets of Prosperity. This is from my book, Pockets of Prosperity. And this is in the chapter on community. And Pockets of Prosperity has chapters for the Abundant Life Blueprint, has all of our blueprints for finances, for health, for time, for purpose, all these areas. And the last chapter is on community. How do we build better community in our lives? And so this is coming from that chapter. I'm going to read a passage from the book Pockets of Prosperity here. But it says, we must begin to pour into others. When we truly cherish the people around us, we'll pour into them. God has poured his spirit into us. And pouring out means that we give freely of our time, our resources, our money, or whatever we have that can help people. To love and cherish people means to serve and give. So we can be a blessing to people with our time, our resources, all these areas of life, trusting that God's going to supply us. He's going to take care of us as we continue to pour into our neighbors. Because you might look and say, oh, I'm going to spend X amount of dollars on groceries or this amount of time helping somebody, one of my neighbors. What about my time? What about the money that I need to survive? And I believe if we'll trust that God's supply is there and we'll just go do this, that we'll see increases in the supply that God's getting through us. And so it says here, your gift. So each of us has some gift, some special gift and equipping that God has given us that we can bless other people with. Your gift is meant to help people, and it will open many unexpected doors for you. But this requires pouring out. At a certain point, a teapot can only hold so much. And the only way to expand the capacity is to begin to pour out into others. In 2 Kings 4, a widow approached Elisha because she was in debt. Elisha first asked her what she has in the house, and she replies, nothing. She says she has nothing in the house. Elijah then asks again, and she says she has a little bit of olive oil. So Elijah tells her to borrow vessels from her neighbors and to pour the olive oil into the vessels that her neighbors gave her. And I believe he told her, don't borrow just a few, borrow as many as you can find. And although she only has a little bit of oil, God begins to multiply the oil, and she has enough oil to fill every jar. As soon as she runs out of jars to pour into, the oil stops flowing. And so what's in your house? What do you have or know that could help somebody else? What do you have or know? What's God blessed you with? What's your gifting in? What do you have resource-wise, or what do you know that could be a blessing to somebody else? You are meant to help others and make them great. What do you have that you could use? If during your normal day, you come across people you have the ability to help, we have an obligation to help them, assuming they want and ask for help. We shouldn't be trying to help people that don't want it. Oil is often a symbol of the anointing in the Bible, and our bodies are called vessels or jars of clay. I believe it's in Corinthians, says that we have this all-surpassing power from God. We have this anointing. We have this all-surpassing power from God that's in us, but it's in jars of clay. And so what's really happening in the story of Elijah and the widow? The woman is pouring into the vessels or jars that she borrowed from her neighbors. She's pouring into her neighbors. She only had a little bit of oil, but when she began to pour out, God multiplied the oil and did the miraculous. So how qualified do you have to be? You may think you don't know enough to mentor someone else, but if you've had any level of success or at all self-managed or doing good work, you should begin to try to help somebody else. The other person may be a true beginner, and you can help them. In turn, you'll help yourself as you help them. In the case of the widow with the oil, she only had a little bit of oil, but after she had poured into the vessels, she was able to turn that little bit of oil into enough money to pay off of all of her debts and to still have enough money to live on. By pouring into others, you'll not only help others, but you'll also help yourself. If you're struggling with finding opportunities to pour into others, ask God every day to send you people who need him and who you can help. So we prayed that last week. God, send us every day people that we can be a blessing to. Send us people that we can help. Send us people that need you. And then look around. Do this really fancy thing. Look around. And whoever is there, just whoever's right around you, strike up a conversation. And if you will listen and you will be present and you keep your eyes open looking for opportunities, you will be amazed at all of the opportunities God sends your way. He'll send people your way. And if you're willing to contribute, he'll always send you people that you can help. He'll send you people that you have what they need. And the hardest part of this exercise is taking your eyes off of yourself and taking the time to pour into others, because it might disrupt your normally planned schedule. So as an example, just yesterday, we've been teaching on this. We've been asking God to send us opportunities to help. And my wife and I, we've been doing some projects around the house, and we've been working, and I was kind of tired. It was the end of the day. It was hot out, and I was ready to just go inside and sit down for a little bit. Well, The neighborhood kids, some of the boys in the neighborhood, know that I like sports and they like to play basketball with me. And so it's kind of funny, actually, the 10-year-old kids come over to my house and they ask if I can play. The 10-year-old kids come over to my house and they ask if I can come out and play with them. And this happens fairly regularly. And so we were outside, I'm just getting ready to go inside, and the neighborhood boys come over and say, "Hey, will you play basketball with us?" And my first inclination was no, I just want to go in and sit down right now. But then I'm reminded of this. All right, I got an opportunity to spend some time with these kids. And it turned into a great time of just spending time with them, connecting with them, and just being more present with them. And it turned into a great time. And so what are these opportunities God sends in your way? And sure enough, as I did that, my energy began to increase. I began to feel better. That flow began to go again. And so how can you pour into the people right around you? And so oftentimes I've learned it, even in my own case, we miss a lot of these opportunities because we're busy doing the things that we want to do and we get busy doing all these other things. But if we'll do this, I believe God's got energy. He's got health. He's got finances. He's got time, whatever you need. If you'll make this commitment to do this in your life, you'll find that the supply is always there and it's always more than enough. So let's take communion over this here. Every time we take communion, we do so with holy awe and reverence and delight for what God and what Jesus did in our lives. And every time we take communion, it's like an activation. We're proclaiming the death of Jesus. And in the case of a will or an estate plan, you need to prove the death to activate all of the estate planning, to activate all this in our lives, this flow of this anointing in our lives. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, that all of these promises are in place for us. And that's a big deal, that this anointing is there to equip us and empower us to flow with God's Holy Spirit in our life as he equips us and empowers us with special gifts that are meant to help each other. And so as we take communion today, I want this to be symbolic. We're going to activate this in our life. This is a reminder. We're going to activate this. It's going to change the trajectory where we're going to walk in this from this point on. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then, after supper, the Last Supper, he took the cup and he gave thanks for it. Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. We thank you that you've released us from the darkness. You transferred us into the kingdom of your dear Son, that you are with us and you're for us, and you've given us this new covenant of love and of peace with you, and you are working continually for our good. And we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. And Jesus said at the Last Supper, "This is the cup of the new covenant poured out." Reminder, we're supposed to be pouring out as well for the forgiveness of sins for many. Thank you, Father, for this cup. So every time we take communion, it's a reminder of our covenant with God, that God is working continually for our good. And I believe we can put this, today is a turning point to change the trajectory, to put this into practice in our life, to activate this in our life. But then we have to follow through. We got to walk it out. We have to follow through. And one of my baseball coaches in college used to always emphasize, you got to finish high. So how do we walk this thing out? How do we follow through? Finish high. How do we do that? Set your mind on the things above. Set your mind on the things above, where God is working continually for your good. And I believe he's promised you that if you'll focus on this, you'll focus on being a blessing to the people around you. Be a fountain. You're either a fountain or you're a drain to the people around you. You're either a fountain bringing life to the people around you, or you're sucking the life out of them. If you'll choose to be a fountain, I believe there is anointing, there is equipping, there is flow of health, of finances, of time, of resources, whatever you need, if you'll put this into practice and you'll make this commitment to it. By keeping your eyes fixed on the things above, that God is working for my good. He's got all this ready for me to go, to be a blessing to the people around me. So I believe if you'll walk this out, you'll see some massive shifts in your life. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.